Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio, continuing our coverage from Coralville at the 2024 Iowa High School Girls State Wrestling Meet, here with Emily Spurgeon and Elaine Babcock, both of whom are advancing and staying alive in the championship round to tonight's session at 6 o'clock. First of all, Emmy, I'm going to start with you. Second time you saw Madeline Rousen from Pleasantville. Your thoughts about a really, really tough match and how close that was to either one of you winning?
It was a real close match. It was especially hard because we've both been wrestling each other a lot in some of these these winter breaks sessions, so we know a lot of each other's moves and our go-tos, so it's pretty tough wrestling her.
Well, and Elaine, you and I just talked a few hours ago about what opportunity was in front of you. You wanted a chance to beat the girl from Algona and beat her convincingly, and you did. You got a pinfall. How did that all turn out? Because the first couple minutes, a stalemate, and then she kind of tried to take down. Next thing you know, she was on her back.
It was really funny because going into the match, our main takedowns were exact opposites. So my favorite takedown is the snapdown, and her favorite takedown is like a snatch single. And so the counters are like it's kind of like a yin and yang sort of situation where each complements the other. And so whenever we would try something, the other one would shut it down immediately. So the first period definitely went by very, very boring for anybody who watches it, but I was really happy with how it turned out because I know we have some similar records, like we have similar wins and losses, and so getting this win was really important because it showed that anything can happen at state. Weird things happen at state all the time, and I was really happy with how it turned out.
Well, and deja vu again, we're going back to the Super Regionals for you, Emmy, to go back here for a chance to go to the Final Four. Girl against Ankeny, who you were able to beat back over in Des Moines a week ago. Again, another rematch. Those are usually tougher. Your thoughts, especially knowing that she's a talented girl, and what you need to do to get yourself to have that opportunity to get to the Final Four tomorrow.
When I wrestled Haley last, I didn't really give up many shots. So I think I still have a lot in my arsenal that I can still use against her. But I'm pretty nervous about wrestling her again because, you know, like Elaine said, anything is going to happen at state.
And then Elaine, obviously you have some time to get yourself prepared, but in the same spot, when you have a shot to be in the Final Four, your thoughts about what it's going to take to even elevate your game further and have an opportunity to be wrestling for a championship tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly it. My next round I'm wrestling one of last year's finalists, and so it's going to be a tough, tough match, but I'm really looking forward to it because it's always great to like wrestle somebody who's better than you in skill and in experience, and I'm really excited to get that opportunity.
Well, an exciting evening awaits us. The girls resume at 6 o'clock, as does Serenity Turner. All three Pella wrestlers staying alive here to the night session. This is Emily Spurgeon and Elaine Babcock from the State Wrestling Tournament. Congratulations, lady, on two big wins so far, and looking forward to your matches this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.